Today on the TV Time Machine, we welcome Diane Diamond of Casey Anthony, an American murder mystery. Ms. Diamond is a renowned investigative journalist, best known for her groundbreaking reporting on such shows as Hard Copy, Extra, Entertainment Tonight, and Court TV. Over the next segment, Diane Diamond will talk about the tragic death of Kaylee Anthony and the new evidence in the case, which will be revealed in Casey Anthony, an American murder mystery, seen only on Investigation Discovery. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to relive this tragic case, feel free to examine the evidence with us as we seek new answers from the past in order to find some sort of closure in the present. Diane, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Thank you for having me. What a ride.
Now, Diane, tell us about this very special and very compelling three-night television event.
Well, you know, it's been my pleasure to be part of this with Investigation Discovery. In this day and age of fake news, you know, we take a step back and we say, hey, let's take a factual look at a case that riveted America and still rivets much of America. I covered this case from the very beginning. I was in the courtroom. It's one of those cases, Jim, you know, that you just cannot lay down and forget. And I think basically it's because I'm a parent, I have a young daughter, and it just gets into your psyche about how a mother could let this happen to her 2.5-year-old child.
So as much as you can share with us, what is some of the new information and revelations that will be revealed in your special?
Well, it's really a 360-degree look into first the investigation of this little girl's disappearance and then the subsequent trial. We have interviewed all of the main players. So for people who were riveted to it way back then or people who didn't have a chance to really understand it, this is the series for you. We talked to the former judge in the case, Belvin Perry. We talked to the prosecutor. We talked to a juror. We talked to George and Cindy Anthony, Casey's parents. And it's fascinating to watch all of these players, but especially her parents, talk about what they think now, what happened then. These are the insiders. These are the people who were closest to Casey Anthony. And while I can't give everything away, I think you might be interested to know that George and Cindy Anthony both agree that this child died at the hands of their daughter, but they disagree about how. So you got to tune in for that, if nothing else.
Wow, it's very complicated, obviously, the relationship between Casey and George and Cindy. Now, Casey has accused her father of terrible things, yet her parents, they still seem inclined to want to have a relationship with her, but Casey has rejected them. What is the dynamic there?
Well, right now there is no dynamic, we discovered. You're right. And talk about a time machine, a television time machine. You go way back to the trial, and these parents, George and Cindy, showed up every single day, sat in the courtroom. I watched them. Cindy actually came into court clutching one of Kaylee's little teddy bears until finally the bailiff said, sorry, ma'am, you cannot keep coming in with that teddy bear. So you watched that dynamic, and fast forward in your TV time machine to today, and you watch those parents talk about what happened, not only to their daughter, but their granddaughter. And you just see the renewed pain on their face. You're exactly right, Jim. I think that they do want a relationship with their daughter, which I find amazing. Yeah. I mean, if it was my daughter who'd done all of these things and told so many lies, I think I'd like to push her over a cliff. But they remain loving parents to her, which is sort of amazing, isn't it?
Well, do you think it's sort of a situation where they don't want to lose both their granddaughter and daughter?
I think so. I think so. And they have an older son named Lee, who I met during the trial, who seemed to be, to me, sort of the most level-headed, common-sense kind of member of the family. So they have Lee, and Lee is married now. So they do have another child. But, I don't know if you're a parent, but I am. And I guess, really, you can never just simply abandon your child. And I think that's where they are right now.
Right. Yeah. So during the trial, What did you believe was the strongest evidence against Casey Anthony?
Oh, it had to be the smell in the trunk of her car. The testimony that I witnessed in that courtroom about the smell in the trunk of her car and the levels of chloroform found in the trunk of the car, I'll give you my personal opinion. At the time, I thought, well, look, here's a girl who has lied about having a job. She left the house every day saying, I'm going to the job, and she had no job for 2 years. And then she'd be out at night with the child. Ostensibly, you know, on a play date or something else. I think, after having heard all that testimony, that maybe she made it a practice of putting that little child out with chloroform in the trunk of her car so she could go party. And then one night, oopsie-daisy, she overdosed her or something. I mean, that's what I thought when I heard that testimony. There were such high levels of chloroform. Mm-hmm. And the smell of human decomposition in the trunk of her car, that to me was the most compelling evidence against Casey Anthony, and she could never explain it away.
So with all the physical evidence and the circumstantial evidence, what were the key elements that led to the acquittal of Casey Anthony?
Well, get this, and I just never understood this because I'm not a lawyer, but I am a longtime crime and justice reporter. Dr. G, who was a medical examiner, known to the ID audience, Investigation Discovery, we speak to Dr. G, and she openly tells you that I could not determine the cause of death. By the time they found the remains of little Kaylee, she'd been in a wooded area. There was no flesh left on her bones. There were no organs to test. Her bones were scattered by the weather and the animals, and because they couldn't determine how she died, you know, a crush on the head, strangulation, stab wound to the heart, they couldn't prove any of that. So if you can't prove how she died, how can you prove who killed her? And the jury bought it. That is, in my opinion, the reason Casey Anthony walks free today is because that tiny little body deteriorated in the woods over time to the point where they couldn't come up with a cause of death. Isn't that ironic?
Well, now Casey Anthony has said that she sleeps pretty well at night.
Yes.
What do you think of that statement?
Well, I think someone asked me recently, is she narcissistic? Is she sociopathic? Is she just a psych case? What is she? And my answer was yes, 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 and yes. I think that this is a woman who suffers from some sort of mental disorder that does not allow her to feel regular human emotion. Emotions like loss and love and whatnot. I was interested in that interview she did recently with the Associated Press saying, you know, yeah, gee, I wonder what she would be like if she was alive today.
Wow.
And she shed a little tear or two as she posed with a picture, a snapshot of Kaylee. Mm-hmm. But to me, as I read that interview, it just sort of seemed like play-acting at emotion rather than real emotion. If you've got some real emotion, how about come out and tell us the truth about what happened during those 31 days? What happened to your child? That's what America wants to know. And I think this series will take you a long way down that path to come to your own conclusion.
And Diane, where can people find out more about yourself and Casey Anthony and American Murder Mystery online?
Well, online, of course, we've got a great ID.com website, Investigation Discovery website, and my personal website is really easy. It's DianeDiamond.com. So I write a syndicated column once a week, and it's always posted up there every Monday morning. And somebody asked me if I was going to be tweeting during this Sunday night premiere.
Yeah, that's a great
idea. I think that might be a good idea.
That is a great idea.
Yeah, so I'm Di Diamond. That's my handle on Twitter, DiDiMond.
Great. Diane, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Anytime. Thanks so much for having me.
I was born Mary Tyler Moore.
It's Jesse Donald Knotts.
Fred McFeely Rogers.
Leslie Moonves.
Isabel Sanford.
Leslie Renee Stahl.
Robert Edward Turner.
Regis Francis Philbin.
Aaron Spelling.
Since 1999, the Archive of American Television has been preserving the memories, knowledge, and insights of the men and women whose talents and vision have helped shape this remarkable medium. Over 500 video interviews with these TV legends are now available on the Archive of American Television website at metvlegends.org. There, you can sign up to receive news, updates, and also become a sponsor to help preserve television history for generations to come. That's metvlegends.org.
The mythological proportions of Star Trek provide something that's missing in people's consciousness, psyche.
The Archive of American Television, capturing television history, one voice at a time.